This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. An Arctic blast continues bringing dangerously low temperatures, wind chills, snow, and ice nationwide this week, even into the south.
It is so cold, and will be so cold, that it is tough for the salt and other treatments for the roads to work, meaning roads can be slick anywhere throughout Kentucky.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear trying to reassure residents of his state. The Iowa caucuses, with former President Trump winning the state by a large margin on the Republican side Monday night.
This is about starting the process for picking the most powerful human being in the world. This is the model for the entire country.
Jeff Kaufman's with the Republican Party of Iowa. Ron DeSantis finished a distant second, followed closely by Nikki Haley in third. On the Democratic side, presidential preference votes were collected by mail-in tally and will be announced on Super Tuesday, March 5th. The city of Chicago struggling to house illegal immigrants, and many local taxpayers are not happy about it either.
Chicago spending a whopping $156 million on migrant housing and care since October of 2022. The Biden administration doing absolutely nothing to stop the flow at our southern border with Mexico.
USA's Laura Winters reporting. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is now out of the hospital following complications from a corrective surgery for prostate cancer. Lawmakers are demanding answers about why the White House and Congress were not notified about Austin's hospitalization sooner. Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fani Willis may have spoken publicly for the first time this past weekend on allegations of an improper romantic relationship.
You cannot expect black women to be perfect and save the world.
That's Willis speaking at the Big Bethel AME Church in Atlanta on Sunday. She's remained mostly quiet on the scandal and has neither confirmed nor denied the reported details so far.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fani Willis, a Fulton County, Georgia district attorney who brought charges against former President Trump on election interference, claims allegations that have been brought against her of having an improper relationship with the prosecutor were made because they are black.
You cannot expect black women to be perfect and save the world.
Willis had remained quiet about the relationship in public, although she has neither confirmed or denied the relationship or the allegations. The Kansas City Chiefs may have won the game against the Miami Dolphins on Saturday night, but there was more than one winner. Turns out Peacock and the NFL were celebrating as the game was the most streamed live event in U.S. history, with 23 million total views. It was also responsible for the most internet usage ever in the United States on a single date. Those numbers include the NBC affiliates in Miami and Kansas City and on the NFL Plus mobile app, where the game was also shown outside of Peacock. The latest numbers from the CDC say seasonal flu activity continues to be elevated in most of the United States. The country is still experiencing levels of COVID-19 and respiratory viruses as well. The CDC estimating that there have been at least 14 million flu-related illnesses,
150,000 hospitalizations and 9,400 deaths so far this current flu season. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Hey, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It is time for James Hurston, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, who joins us now. Mr. James, Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, Bill.
Hey, well, you know, you and I think a couple of weeks we talked about the humorlessness of comedians, especially on the left. They're just not resonating. And, of course, the Golden Globes over the weekend with Joy Coy fell a little flat. I think maybe some of the wokester comedian writers took over the script or something, because he just wasn't very funny. And the thing is that it's not so much that people don't enjoy humor. It's just some of the people that used to command the comedic stage are just not, they're just not very funny these days, James.
No, it's not. Golden what? What is that? No, it's like, I mean, literally, I just can't imagine. I haven't seen the overnights.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all these award shows, it seems like every year it's a record low.
Right.
So we know the Golden Globes is a record low. I mean, I have friends that have tried. I didn't watch it. Mm-hmm. But I have friends that tried to, and they said, what is this about? I don't recognize any of the people they're honoring. I don't know what shows and films they're talking about. And so, yes, it has this woke overlay, you know, mm-hmm. and it's, as you pointed out in the introduction, wokeness is an enemy of creativity, and particularly an enemy of comedy, because literally more and more victim classes are being invented, mm-hmm. and you can't make jokes about so many subjects are taboo. And it's interesting because there's a parallel between what's happened to our news media and what's happened to comedy, and particularly late night comedy, because late night always had a relationship with the news. I mean,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Going back, Johnny Carson would poke fun. It was kind of, it was a almost the way friends would joke about each other. It wasn't this mean-spirited ridicule that has popped up on late night today. You know, and I have a close relative. Well, I was just looking through some pictures, and I looked at an ultrasound mm-hmm. of a preborn human being that was smiling. And sometimes you can see the smile of a child in the womb. And that made me think about how important smiling and laughter is to the human mm-hmm. condition, that we are hardwired. It's mm-hmm. a reflection of something C.S. Lewis said was the business of heaven, and that's joy.
Yeah,
and when
exactly.
we have enjoyed really funny material, it's gleeful. It's, mm-hmm. it's a cathartic release. It's psychologically good mm-hmm. for us.
Well, some would say, James, it's good medicine, right? To your point.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, there's all kinds of interesting studies that support that scientifically. But the interesting thing is now the Media Research Center has done a number of really good things, but they collected data recently on the subject of late night comedy, where they did a comprehensive word analysis going through a significant period of time in 2023. And, you know, anybody that peeks at it knows that these shows are, you can't even use the word bias. Mm-hmm. The writing staff, the hosts have become an messaging arm of the Democratic Party. That's what they are. And so, you know, a couple of studies that really lend light to this is ones they looked at in the lead up to the 2022 midterms. They looked at guests and how many guests would be classified as left of center liberals and how many would be classified as right of center conservatives. And the ratio was 47-0. There were zero guests. Yeah. And similarly, last year, looking at the humor of the broadcast networks, not the actual leader in late night, which is Greg Gutfeld, who's kind of an anomaly, but looking at, you know, the usual gang of idiots, the two Jimmys, Kimmel and Fallon, Stephen Colbert, et cetera, and even the late night host, and 81% of the so-called comedy was geared towards targets, conservative targets. Mm-hmm. In the case of Jimmy Kimmel, who's the leader of the pack, it was closer to 90%. And then when you looked at individuals, you know, like, for example, jokes about the U.S. Supreme Court, there were 64 jokes about conservative justices and one joke about one of the liberal justices, and a mild one at that. Mm-hmm. And zero jokes told about Justice Sotomayor or Justice Jackson, mm-hmm. the Hispanic American, African American members of the court. And so essentially, we have, it's empirical. It's not just everybody noticing and writing about it. And comedy writing, and we mentioned this on your show before, it's a team effort. You have to have kind of an open, brainstorming mind and, you know, have lots of ideas. Now, the self-censorship is killing the comedy writers.
Exactly.
Because there's so many taboo subjects, so mm-hmm. many things that aren't woke enough.
Right.
And it
has mediocritized the whole profession, James, really, because you can only be so funny, and you can only be funny to half of the, you know, people out there. You know, the liberals, they got to, you know, laugh at it and whole deal. But it's really, when you look at the comedians, it's just not very funny. I mean, could you imagine All in the Family if you just had Rob Reiner and there was no Archie Bunker as a point counterpoint? You've got to, this is the thing that sets up comedy, right? Is you set it up with one, and then you got the punchline, but there's representation. It brings the entire body of the audience in a way to where they can relate to the joke. And those, whether it was Red Skeleton back in the days or Bob Hope and that, you know, you mentioned Johnny Carson as a late night host. There was that sense of balance, that it wasn't, you know, just something that was, you know, just constantly one-sided. Because it's 12 minutes of that 4/4 disco beat music that'll drive you nuts after about 3 minutes.
You know, it's interesting. The famous club for stand-up comedy, the Comedy Store, mm-hmm. had a branch, a smaller branch.
James, let's do this. I want you to finish the story, but we got to go to a quick break. Let's get we'll pick it up more on the other side. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're continuing our conversation with James Hurston, the New York Times best-selling author and legal analyst. James, you started to talk about the, you know, the comedy club, which was, you know, central in L.A. Gosh, I remember in all the years that I spent in L.A., we always looked forward going to go to the comedy club because it was such a great venue of you know, fun time and creative ideas from these comedians.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a place where stars were born, especially the one in Hollywood. But there was a smaller comedy store that was located in Santa Monica, or possibly West L.A. I was right on the border. I think it was on Santa Monica Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And I just remember going to that place and seeing this unknown guy perform stand-up. And it turned out it was Robin Williams.
Oh, wow.
And Robin Williams, we all know what a tremendous genius he was, the way he could improvise, the way there was no heckler that could survive Robin Williams. And he'd use props. He'd run into the bathroom, pull out the toilet seat cover, put it around his neck, and do a whole routine with it.
Mm.
But he could not perform in venues without being attacked today.
Yeah.
Robin Williams, you think of as almost like an innocent child, his personality, yet his material could not exist today. So much of it, Robin Williams did a tremendous amount of jokes about homosexuals, and he could not do that today.
Yeah.
And it's and about cross-dressing and about, you know, and so... So there are comedians who ignore the taboos, people like Dave Chappelle, for example, who's become kind of a legend. Mm. And so, and it's interesting, the comedy world, so many of them use the term red pill. If they look at Bill Maher, and I know Bill Maher personally, I mean, I've known him for years, I was a regular on Politically Incorrect. Bill Maher is out there essentially saying the same things that we are about the late night comedians. He is awakened. Mm-hmm. He's not completely awakened, but he's a good part of the way there. And
how would you describe Maher? How would you describe Maher as a kind of a news commentator? He's not really a comedian. I don't see him as an entertainment figure. Do you?
Well, his roots are stand-up comedian. He always does a monologue, mm-hmm. just like everybody else, and he's very talented. And actually, Bill Maher I know all these years, even when he was a lefty.
Mm-hmm.
His life, the way he lived, is actually, he's a good person. He treats his employees really well. He's a fair person. He has some bad proclivities, but mm-hmm. He's not one that's gotten in trouble, gotten in bondage, and mm-hmm. gotten down there, you know, where he's been arrested and he's been addicted and all this. So there's good qualities, and I always had hope for him. Plus, he was always on the list of people that were at the top of prayer lists. Bill
right,
Maher was way up there. They were praying for him, and he's a very interesting guy. His dad was Catholic, his mother was Jewish, but he was raised Catholic,
mm-hmm.
and he's been exposed to religion. He just developed a hatred for religion when he was young. Mm-hmm. I think he's softened on that. Mm-hmm. He just hasn't come all the way back. But
do you think his leftist proclivities are limiting his creativity? I mean, because for some reason I had the sense that Bill Maher must be really funny at home when he's kind of unhindered and he feels like, you know, the shackles are off. Because I sense at times, and you know him better than I do, certainly. I'm just, you know, by observation, I see him holding back. But I think that if you really unleash this guy, the comedy of what he would do, and also as a healing agent, you know, all this stuff that's happening right now culturally, transgenderism and all this stuff that is just really a disturbance in the cultural force around the world today, is that, you know, and this is where Chappelle comes in, because he doesn't care. It's just, okay, I'm going to see it as an opportunity to put it out there. Because, like, you know, the thing about comedy is that it addresses those things that sometimes are uncomfortable to talk about, but because it's presented in a comedic manner, it opens it up and it kind of releases a valve of steam and pressure. Does that make sense?
It does. And good jokes always have an element of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Maher is funnier today than he was a few years ago because of the fact that he's freer than he used to be. But that shows, can you imagine, you know, you're a staff writer for a late night comic today, and you're looking for funny material, and somebody says, did you hear what Joe Biden said today? Or did you hear what Kamala Harris? Oh, they're not a source of comedy. Sorry, we can't write about them. Are you kidding me? They're hilarious.
Exactly.
And so there's all these sources of hilarity. I mean, can you imagine the jokes they would tell about Congressman Bowman, who claimed to pull the fire alarm?
Yeah.
He claimed that it was a door opener when he pulled the fire alarm to try to stall the vote. I mean, Democrats are filled with comedic material.
Exactly.
And so people
you could have a 6-year-old doing a video on a fire alarm. You know, training up a bunch of congressmen right in the well of the of Congress, sitting there and explaining to them why you don't pull, you know, this only in terms of only in the case of an emergency. Can you imagine? You know,
yes.
I mean, you could have all kinds of fun.
And that's exactly the way comedy writing occurs. It's someone having a conversation like we're having and saying, "Can you imagine?" And then the other person adds a little touch to it, a little flavor, and it. Yes, it's a shame. We're talking about late night. It's an institution. It's part of Americana again. And the woke people, the lefties, have invaded it, and they're destroying it. And it's just like every other institution.
Mm-hmm. Look at the numbers, James. Look at the numbers, like you say, to your point. What are the ratings on these late night shows compared to 20 years ago?
Oh, they're tanking, and they're down over the last 5 to 7 years. They're down like 40%. They're way down compared to the golden age of late night. You know, the Jim Parsons, and it's. Yeah, it's similar to the award show. The award shows are headed to oblivion, and late night is headed to oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
And
you got to imagine with these award shows, James, when you have somebody being slapped getting more ratings than the show itself, what does that tell you?
Yeah,
you know,
true.
Right?
Yeah, really.
I think more people saw the slap heard around the world than they couldn't even tell you who won.
Yeah, you're talking about, of course, the Will Smith Chris Rock slap in Academy Awards, which, I think they should invite Will Smith to do that at the Golden Globes, and more people would watch if they knew Will Smith was going to be there. There's a certain tragic element to this. Honestly, I think one of the things that the headline writer at Newsmax said, can late night be saved, on the title of my piece? Well, I'm not sure if we can save it. I think it's been mortally wounded. It reminds me of the question of other institutions like the Disney Company, like Hollywood itself. The infrastructure of Hollywood, like the Boy Scouts. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but this is allowed this invasion of these institutions, just like it's a metaphor for what's happening to our country.
Exactly. We got to leave it there. No doubt we'll continue this conversation in the weeks following. James Herson, the best-selling author, media and legal analyst, has been our guest. Thank you, James. Take care.
All right. Thank you. You have a great evening.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. An Arctic blast continues bringing dangerously low temperatures, wind chills, snow, and ice nationwide this week, even into the south.
It is so cold, and will be so cold, that it is tough for the salt and other treatments for the roads to work, meaning roads can be slick anywhere throughout Kentucky.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear trying to reassure residents of his state. The Iowa caucuses, with former President Trump winning the state by a large margin on the Republican side Monday night.
This is about starting the process for picking the most powerful human being in the world. This is the model for the entire country.
Jeff Kaufman's with the Republican Party of Iowa. Ron DeSantis finished a distant second, followed closely by Nikki Haley in third. On the Democratic side, presidential preference votes were collected by mail-in tally and will be announced on Super Tuesday, March 5th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
About 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. Al Parada from Stream.org is with us now. Hey, Mr. Al, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, doing good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Staying warm here, all things considered. Had a couple tornado warnings here in South Florida, but, you know, God got through that. But it was minor compared to what Iowa and the Arctic Blast is doing to a good part of the country, you know, freezing nostrils and everything. I mean, it's so thick and cold.
I know. Like I said, in Iowa, it was so cold that even if you built it through so Jackson wouldn't come. Got to give the people of Iowa such credit for coming out in weather that cold.
Yeah. Well, you know, no question, the caucus attendance was a little lower than previous, but nonetheless, it was quite resounding. As you write, you said the voting was quick, the counting was quick, and the announcement of a winner was even quicker. Maybe the Arctic blast, contributed because people didn't want to stand around too long and, you know, freeze on the spot, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't tell them a little coffee from staying up so late to cover the aftermath of the caucus and to see who came in second place. That was kind of
last night. Did it bother you that Fox and I think AP were so quick to announce the winner? I mean, you know, the counts weren't even all in. I think, you know, Governor DeSantis has a basis of dismay and complaint, about the fact that before all the voting was counted, they announced a winner. I think in the sense of fairness of where this country is right now, in terms of having free and fair elections, you know, maybe, you know, I was suggesting we needed that, I don't know if you caught the Emmys last night, but Anthony Anderson had invoked his mom to stay on top of the acceptance speeches. To tell people keep it moving, keep it on time, You know, the show goes for 3 hours, and and you know, successfully they met their goal, and you know, his mom helped out. It was quite hysterical, and I thought, well, maybe we need his mama to be on top of the election process to hold all these people accountable, to where we you know, do things according to Hoyle. You know, go ahead.
Yeah, that'd be good. Have mamas in charge.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you know, because
since the voting count is done that night instead of 3 or 4 days later, when you forgot how many votes you need to pad the count, I guess.
Exactly. Well, and the thing's interesting too. This is, and we've got to talk about this later. But Epoch Times has done, you know, quite a dive into you know, all this different you know, fraudulent elections that have been going on. And, boy, they're, you know, citing these voter fraud convictions that are challenging the narrative of secure elections. And, you know, going back to, you know, the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, who said that voter fraud didn't exist. You know, how delusional. But, you know, meanwhile, you know, people are getting, you know, jailed and paying fines.
Yeah. It's voter fortification. It's not fraud. Fortifying the vote to secure, you know, America from the evil people that Holder doesn't like, and Obama doesn't like, and Biden doesn't like, and Richard Maddow doesn't like.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, you know, that, you know, like I said, the Epoch Times did a deep dive on this, and they talked about a Superior Court Judge, William Clark, I'm quoting here, nullified the results of a Democrat mayoral primary in November 2023 and ordered a new election. You say, well, you know, Bill, that's a mayoral deal. Well, this is how widespread it's become. It's not just on the federal level. It's happening at local levels. In California, a judge overturned the result of a 2021 Compton City Council runoff race that was quite celebrated, and it was initially decided by one vote, as you'll recall. You know, and on, they cite all these examples. You know, in Aberdeen, Mississippi, I mean, you just pick one. And the Heritage Foundation has helped in, you know, documenting, you know, these discrepancies and these fouls of fair elections. And here it is at 2024. I think this is kind of the looming 800,000-pound gorilla that remains in the room, is that, you know, will 2024 be a free and fair election, especially when it looks like Joe Biden is due to get his romp roasted.
Yeah. I mean, that's the big question. Is, you know, they'll, assuming it's the nominee is Trump, will he exceed the margin of cheat?
Yes.
You know, that's,
exactly.
You know, that's going to be the question. And, you know, some places have cleaned up their voter rolls. That'll help. You know, keeping an eye on things like illegal ballot harvesting, that can help. But a blowout would really help.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, there's nothing you can do. It's, you know, it's a little bit like, make fun of the Cowboys again for losing badly in the playoffs.
Right.
And then complaining about the referee or something. You win a blowout, you know, that's got to shut people up.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're blown out so bad, they don't start looking at deflated footballs or anything like that. It's just, you know, you got your butt kicked, you know. So quit complaining. You know, take your loss, go home, and we'll see you next year. But, you know, the thing is that what should happen, though, for sure, is, you know, the RNC, you know, the Republican strategist should make sure they're on top of Mark Elias. You know, just like a defender, you know, keeping an eye on a running quarterback. You know, you're going to you need to keep an eye on Elias to see what he's up to, because the shenanigans that he pulled off, and he seems to be, he's the czar of voting shenanigans, isn't he, for the Democratic Party?
Yeah, that, and you saw the NBC, NBC News story over the weekend about how they're trying to, they're worried about what Trump would do with the military if he got into reelected. And so they want to fortify, but the same idea. They're working in advance to prepare for that, which sounds a lot like we're working with the military to work against Trump.
Yeah.
And again, the person at the center of that is a woman named Mary McCord, who's been in the center of a lot of these efforts against Trump, going back to Trump-Russia collusion.
Exactly.
So you see that name pop up, you're like, okay, that's like Mark Elias in dress.
Exactly.
You know, these people, but from inside the system, this lady's like, working for.
Well, I'm surprised they haven't really lost their skull and say we're afraid that Trump is going to bring in the Russian military. It is so absurd. But they've got to, you see, the Democrats, they lead by the boogeyman. They got to find a boogeyman. And, right now it seems like the country is pretty well experienced in dealing with phony, faux pandemics, that they may not be so easily duped this time around. So they've got to come up with something. If not, there's going to be, the thing is that what should happen down line is the voters need to, let's just say, okay, you elect Donald Trump, but don't leave Donald Trump buck naked here. You've got to go down line and make sure that you're voting in America First, senators and congressmen to support the cause here. I mean, there has to be a clear mandate, right? Does there not?
Yeah, and secretaries of state and attorneys general, because that's where a lot of the fraud was able to. Election funny business was on the Secretary of State level by allowing these sort of people allowing all sorts of election shenanigans.
Exactly.
The ballots that came in late, without being verified, the whole nine yards. So that, it's fought on that level too. So, yes, it got all the way down the line.
Well, because they got to understand, Al, what's the mission after Trump gets elected? I mean, we got to get rid of all this junk, right? All this evil and corruption that's going on in the government. You think that's going to be an easy task? And if you're not fortified and you don't have the backup at every turn, now we're back to, Trump already being impeached, twice. The last time around, does he get impeached again just for fun?
Oh, sure. Name it.
Yeah.
I'm not putting anything past these people. Not putting easy past them.
Well, we got to understand, like you said, this is a monumental mission that we, the people, are on for 2024. Got to go to break. We've got more from Al Parada, the managing editor of Scream.org.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Yeah, I'm struggling a little bit. I got a little bit of a cough thing and that I've been playing with just for fun. I thought I was over it. And then all of a sudden, you know, it just kind of came along. It's kind of lingering here. So excuse me if I get a little light in breath. But hey, look, at we're forwarding, you know, and pushing forward like the voters in Iowa. I mean, their nostrils were, you know, freezing over last night, Al. But, you know, what, you had over 100,000. 110,000 roughly that cast their votes, and boy, it was quite epic and quite telling, you know, for Donald Trump. So lots to take away here. I mean, what he did, you know, with females, you know, because that's always been the accusation. You know, Trump's such an evil person. He's been so mean to women and all that kind of deal that he could never get the women vote. But you know, if I was any indication. I mean, women are coming out for Trump, even in suburban areas, in that they said, you know, he doesn't connect with them. So, and then you, of course, you see the numbers with, you know, black voters and the approval ratings, you know, and people leaning towards Trump. I mean, they're looking at numbers now, in the 20% range. I mean, that's death to the Democrats just right there.
If I'm Democrats, I'm seeing that number, I'm worried. I mean, you're Hispanic, especially those in Texas, going red because what's going on the border. You've got,
right.
You know, blacks moving towards Trump, which is again, the ball game. And then you've got the Muslims in places like Michigan and Minnesota who are mad at Biden. So they're not going to be out there, you know, knocking on doors and doing the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. So he's got a hurt. They got a hurt in common if everything's on the level.
Right, exactly.
The whole dictator thing, the whole, you know, this is the next King George, and I got to go to Valley Forge and act like I'm George Washington. Of course, Mr. Biden, you might think he is George Washington.
He's so delusional.
Things across the Potomac.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it is, I think, you know, where we are right now, I mean, danger is abounding. And you know, Joe Biden's not fooling anybody. I mean, the international community sees Joe Biden for who he is. In fact, even the recent reelected, you know, prime minister of Bangladesh had made reference to our faux election process because they were talking, you know, I mean, of all people here, America is there to observe their elections to make sure they're free and fair because we're such the perfect example of it, right? And she even kind of joked and said she believed that their elections were even more fair than America, which, you know, kind of got a little bit of a chuckle there. But, you know, it's a kind of a backhanded slap. But, I mean, even people here in America could, you know, watch that and, you know, get a takeaway out of that because we're still, you know, you still got roughly 62% of voters here in the country saying that, you know, 2020 was compromised.
Oh, yeah, my God. If you're getting trash talked by Bangladesh.
Yes, exactly.
You got problems, America.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and that was one of the things that came out polling last night, is what percentage, you know, thought that 2020 was fixed. And that, and it's more important that how many think that the charges against Trump, all these cases, are politically motivated. That's something close to 80%.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got 80% thinking that this lawfare is BS, you know. How much that would affect on the Republican side of things.
Right, and he's in court today, you know, dealing with that civil lawsuit with a gal that she can't even remember who, what, when, and what have you. And the judge is so prejudiced and biased toward her, they don't even want to hear any kind of defense from Donald Trump. And then on top of that, they kind of rework the law or come up with some sort of, you know, special way to where they can, you know, convict Trump. I mean, this is, boy, you talk about a kangaroo situation. I mean, it's incredulous what they've done to the man.
Yeah, and the fact that he's still standing. I think that's one of it seemed to be like Rocky and Rocky IV, even the Russians are starting to go, gosh, they're starting to appreciate the fact he's taking this kind of stuff. And it's crazy. But this is one of those things, again, I don't know what's going to happen, but there's a little bit of that 2016 thing going on this time with Trump, where weird things happen to the people who are going against him, like the Fannie Willis case. Situation with it coming out for having an affair with the special prosecutor, paying a bunch of money and enjoying the fruits of that money.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
That's the kind of thing that happened to Trump in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of those things you wonder. You know, is that Trump mojo from 2016 back?
The deal is the fact of the matter is, Al, nobody's perfect. You know, we're all human beings. We make mistakes. And what happens when you decide that you're going to go, you know, you're going to go to war with somebody and, you know, or, you know, conduct lawfare, then, people are going to be, you're going to be scrutinized. Okay, so we find out that you're in collusion with Joe Biden. You've been to the White House. You're taking money, you know, taxpayer money in order to do your investigation and all this stuff. I mean, this stuff is no bueno, and on so many levels, what they've done. I mean, you know, you talk about 2016, of course, you know, Hillary, infamous for her statement, you know, here in America, we don't jail our political opponents. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. It's like if they put this much effort into fixing the country as they do in trying to fix Donald Trump, you know, they wouldn't have to worry about Donald Trump. That'd be the easiest re-election in the world.
But what this all comes down to and exposes the level of corruption within the political process and why people, Al, are stepping back away from it. And they just go, wait, we got to get back to first principles. Let's talk about what is truly beneficial for all Americans. It has nothing to do with, you know, okay, the Republican Party wins or Democratic Party. I mean, we're going to have to go through a process here to kind of scour this out and kind of neutralize the impact of the political process. But like I was saying earlier, I mean, you can't just let Donald Trump go in there and try and do it by himself. He has to have reinforcements. I know that because of what he experienced in his first four years, that he kind of knows a little bit better or has a better idea of where things lie and the skeletons that are in the closet and that sort of thing. And, in order to get this country back on track, there's major cleanup that has to take place. And, you know, look what he did. And, you know, just in regulation, I mean, you know, Barack Obama had introduced Regulation Nation. There were so many regulations. And then when Donald Trump came in, he said, look, for every new regulation, we had to get rid of two, right? Well, it got up to a point where it's almost 18 or 20 regulations that were getting eliminated. That's how bad and pervasive the regulations and how inhibiting they were to, you know, the running of a government and the operation of businesses and success in our country. And look what he was able to accomplish with all the resistance of Nancy Pelosi and all these people that are so politically wired that they think in terms of, you know, power and control instead of, you know, serving the American people's best interest.
Yeah, effectivist. And I guess one way to look at it is we're having our 250th birthday and the country needs a really big facelift.
Yeah.
When you say Pelosi, I guess that's the first place my mind goes. but this renewal, American renewal, to start the next quarter century, and you got to, like, put up the scaffolding and redo the wiring, do the whole nine yards for the nation, and keep the preparation for that. And that's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take the best of the best from whatever the political persuasion to do it, which is why, Jeff Trump brings in, he's obviously going to bring in people who he knows are loyal to him and to the America First agenda this time out, and not have them, snakes from the Republican Party in there. And if there's somebody who's on the other side who's good at what they do and is passionate about what they do, bring them in too.
We'll have the return of merit in this country instead of, a cabinet. When you look at people that are surrounding, Joe Biden, from the vice president all the way down, they're all a bunch of box checkers. You just check boxes on them. Oh, she's black, she's a woman, whatever they define a woman to be. Let's check that box. We'll check, oh, yeah, we got this person here. He wears women's dresses. Okay, we check that box. All right, what other, it's all about checking boxes. And you look around and you go, my God, what a bunch of knuckleheads. These people are running the country?
That's the amazing thing, is that even if you hate another, or really dislike another president in my lifetime, there's always been some people around them, you go, that person's got game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's nobody around Biden who I go, okay, that person's got game. That person's good. I mean, Psaki is pretty good at lying and having that impossible job of defending Biden. And she got out, hightailed it out of there really quick.
Right.
Lloyd Austin, why this guy hasn't been fired for Afghanistan, let alone forgetting to tell the commander in chief, he's like laid up in the hot ICU. He's still around. All these people, I'm blanking incompetent. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't name a single person. That guy, maybe there's some assistant deputy secretary of some agency somewhere who's really killing him. But
yeah.
Nobody knows that person.
So, yeah, exactly. Well, and as you said, in the era of Truman where the buck stops, I mean, here the president didn't even know for 2 days that Austin was MIA. Are you picking? I mean, he's the president of the United States. He's the chief executive officer of our country. And he doesn't know where Secretary of Defense is for 2 days?
At a time when missiles are being fired and drones are being launched and all these other stuff being attacks against our troops. He didn't know that. That's crazy. And his people didn't know it either.
I know. That is
just kind of scary.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, again, who's running the popcorn stand, right? He's the managing editor of Stream.org, Al Parada. Thank you, Al.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone?